Hello and good morning. I'm just waking up. Had a beautiful day yesterday. Just got a lot of good stuff done, as well as went to band practice and rocked it with a drummer. Still kind of working on, you know, getting my name out there. And so today I want to talk about, like, when you do move somewhere new, or even if you're not new, but maybe you want to get out there more, what are the things that you can do, right? So a lot of times we move somewhere and, you know, like, I just came from New York. I had a lot of friends there. I knew my way around. And so coming to Denver is a very new thing to me. And while I love it here and I've been making friends, it still can feel like you don't have your tribe, you know, and your sort of group of people. So how do you create that? And this is, like I said, this really applies to people as well who just want to go out and create that. Maybe you feel like you're a bit of a hermit and you're like, I need to be more social because I'm just in my room all the time playing video games or whatever. So there's a lot of different things you can do, but first you want to think about, what are your hobbies, right? What are your interests? Are you interested in working out? Like in Denver, there's a lot of yoga classes, there's a lot of rock climbing and outdoor adventure stuff. So you can look on like meetup.com. You can go to yoga studios. My wife and I have been going to yoga studios and taking classes and just meeting people there. And you find that people there, for us, are more aligned with the things that we're interested in. Because, for example, like if you're into yoga, even though I honestly don't do that much yoga myself, I do other things like martial arts, dancing and stuff. A lot of people in yoga are into eating well. You know, they usually like food, but good food. They like to adventure. They like to take care of themselves and meditate. So think about, what is your interest? It can be honestly anything. Maybe you're into woodworking, so figure out, is there a place that you could go and maybe meet people that have similar interests? Sometimes just going to different, like, you can go to a wood shop and you might find they have flyers there. You talk to people and say, hey, like, I'm really interested in this, like, and they might say, oh, there's actually a community of us. Like, I just found out there's this guy who started this thing where it's called like a Sip and Strum, and he takes a bunch of guitar players every week, and it's people that like to play guitar, and they go to a brewery and they drink beer and they learn guitar, and every week you get like more and more advanced. So like maybe you're into music, so you can go to going to practice studios or going to venues and sort of hanging out and checking out live music and meeting other people there. You find that in cities, even though a lot of people are kind of closed off and have their, you know, their sort of like, this is my little world, I'm just gonna stick to it, which is very common. When you go to cities though, I find a lot of times you can meet, there's a lot of people are moving in, a lot of transplants. Like in Denver, so many transplants. So while some people might have their little clique and their little group, it's actually very easy to go to classes and just get out there and meet people who are like, oh, I just moved here too, or yeah, I'm really into this. And you start a conversation, you might find someone else really wants to go hiking. So it's like, hey, we should go hiking together. And you can be the one figuring out these things. Maybe you know what you want to do, maybe you don't. And that's okay. If you know what you want to do, you can be saying, you can go around, meet people and be like, hey, I'm actually hosting this little dinner party. I'm super into food. You know, or I'm going to have a little jam at my house when I come by. Or like the flip side, you can just go and look for things. Depending on what you're into, of course, like even going to a guitar center, you might find there's flyers up there for music classes. Or I saw like a thing for like drum circles, so that was cool for me. The cooking thing, same deal. You might go to a cooking store or kind of look online. Go on Facebook is a great resource to, if you just type in stuff like, I'm in Denver, so I can type in cooking classes Denver, you know, or it's like food fair Denver, and maybe I'll find there's this big food fair. There's a lot of things like that in bigger cities especially, where they'll have these, you know, weekend long food fairs, and they have vendors come and sell food, and you can buy gifts and spices, and you can meet people, and there might be live music. So there are lots of things, and even if you're not in a big city, you can get creative with how this works. And this, of course, you know, works on the sort of virtual platform as well, but whatever little town you're in, you know, if you're interested in something and you want to make friends, like, post a flyer. Think of something really cool that you've always wanted to do. Maybe there's something that you love to do alone, you want to share it with people. Maybe you love hiking on this secret mountain and stream that people don't know about, but, you know, you want to go and experience that with people. Do it, make a flyer and start like a hiking club, you know. My wife started a women's circle where women get together weekly and just kind of talk about things that are coming up for them and create a safe space where they can connect and open. So whatever it might be, think about it and figure out how you can start to create new friendships and new bonds. And sometimes, you know what, we love our old friends, but we want to grow and meet new people, and that's okay too. This next song is a bunch of things I've looped on my guitar. And now I'm going to fill in the rest. Sing with me if you want. We're just making it up as we go along. not really common to say it all is just a mistake. I cannot believe that there's no better way. And maybe you'll find that they're always playing tricks on your mind. And I've tried, but I never seem to get so far behind.
By yourself.